Okay.
Okay, fine, thank you.
All right, so we're going to take a look at this, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah is on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, Ba'arva Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. Okay, the world is judged in four times of the year, Rashi. But Pesach Al Atzua, Ba'atzeres Al Peiros Ha'ilan, the Rosh Hashanah called Boy Olam Oven Lefonov Kivnei Moron, so it means like this: on the Chag of Pesach, the world is judged with regard to wheat. Okay, how much wheat there will be in the world, at least in terms of Klal Yisrael. Good question: if it's the whole world, mashal the whole world. On Aseres, that's on Shuos, the world is judged for Peros. And on Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says, "Kol boy olam over in the fun of kivnei moron," which is a difficult expression. What it means, Gemara discusses what it means. Different interpretations, but the simple interpretation is the all of the people of the world pass before God like sheep, right, and eating their checks one by one, right? And I think in the Tefillah it has some allusions, some. Ubechag nidon el amayim, and on the Sukkos we're judged with regard to water. Okay, so the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos explains the Mishnah, and for our purposes he sort of sets a boundary. Okay, how far we're gonna interpret. He says like this. That he says, "V'hanigla mizeh." Explains first the pshat. He says, "V'hanigla mizeh" means the part of the Mishnah that's revealed, that's uncovered. Right? The apparent meaning of the Mishnah, "Mavuar kashir tira," is understood, as you'll see. Of "V'hanistar," but the hidden meaning, "Inyano koshem ma'od b'lisafik." It's a very deep inyan. The basic chat is on this, you understand, there are four times and in the year, and on each occasion the world is judged with regard to a different thing. Right, you can work out how they interact, but what it means that God is judging at a time, that's what the Rambam says, that's a nista. That's very difficult to understand. So we're not going to go into the nista here. We're going to stay with the nigla. Okay, so the Gemara explains like this. Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva." This is really what I'm going to focus on. The Mishum just is the beginning, the introduction. This is what I want to focus on. This statement of the Gemara: "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mifnei Ma Omra Torah Heviu Omer BePesach." So there's a mitzvah of Omer, right? To bring the carbon Omer, first wheat, on the day after Yom Tov for Rishon Pesach, right? And that's when we start counting the Omer from when you bring the Omer. Okay, it's a little confusing to call it counting the Omer, but you bring the Omer really on the day after Pesach, and that's a carbon, it's a special carbon in the Mikdash. So the Gemara says, why does the Torah say bring? Why does the Torah say bring the Omer on Pesach? The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva says, "Mipnei sheha Pesach zman tevuahu." Since Pesach, like the Mishnah just said, is the time of the year when we're judged with regard to wheat, right? As Rashi says, Rashi explains, "Zman tevuah" means "zman sheha tevuah nidonis bo." It's the time when mankind is judged with regard to wheat. So, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Heviu lefonai Omer, ba'Pesach, kidei shetisborech lachem tivu Hashem b'sados." So, since it's man, where there's a din with regard to wheat, and man has to be zocha to wants to be Kadosh Baruch Hu wants man to be zocha to a good din, so he gives man a mitzvah of Omer in order to enable him that in order to enable the din to be good. Kadesha tisborach lochem tvua shabbatados. Okay, then the Gemara continues, Rekiva continues, in the same theme, mirroring the four prakim that the Mishnah mentioned. Mipnei ma amar Torah hiviu shtei halechem ba'atzeras. Why do we bring the shtei halechem, another carbon, on Shavuos? Mipnei shatzeras man teos ilanu. Same thing, the time of the fruits of the tree. Okay, what exactly the shtei halechem has to do with the fruits? That's Rashi takes up. It's an interesting point, but we're just going to take it as a fact for now. Amar kares baruch hu hiviu lefanei shtei halechem ba'atzeras kedei sheyes baruch hu lechem teos ilan. Same thing, right? Why is there a mitzvah, a special mitzvah in the Mikdash, pouring water, nisuch hamayim, on Sukkos? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nisku lefonai mayim b'chag, kedei sheyes baruch hu gishmei shana. Yeah, I think it's missing your line, right? Mipnei shechag zman gishmei shana. Right? Okay, so those first three follow a very clear pattern. Okay, that we have to understand what it means, but the pattern is clear. That there's a zman of din with regard to a particular entity, mayim, tvua, peros, and because there's a din at that zman, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah, kidei shetis baruch hu, in order that those entities should be blessed. Okay. We're just analyzing the pattern right now. We'll come back and analyze what the idea is in a minute. But you'll notice that the fourth one, right? There were four things in the Mishnah. The fourth one is Rosh Hashanah, and on that one, the whole pattern is shattered. Now it says like this: Ve'imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos v'shokos, and say before me on Rosh Hashanah, Malchios Zichronos V'Shokos. Okay, what's that referring to? That's referring to the brachos, right? The brachos in Musaf. So why do we say Malchios Zichronos V'Shokos? Malchios Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. We say Malchios in order that you should accept my kinship. Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, that you should make me king, right, upon you. Zichronos Sheya'ale Zichronechem Lefonai Letova. Say the brachos of Zichronos so that your memory will go before me for good. Ubameh, and with what? The shofar. So let's just recount. Just to show you the pattern is totally changed. Right? The first one started out. Mipnei ma amra Torah hevi lefanai omer v'pesach. Why does the Torah say bring a carbon omer? Right? And it answers, because it's the zman of the din on wheat, therefore Hashem gives us a mitzvah of Omer that the wheat should be blessed, right? But when it comes to the case of Rosh Hashanah, first of all, it doesn't ask, Mipnei ma omra Torah imru lefanei malchios chonet shofar. Doesn't say. Just says, imru lefanei malchios chonet shofar. Okay? And then it doesn't say what you would expect it to say. It doesn't say, Kidei sheyizku b'din. Right? Now, all the other ones have a certain pattern. There's a din. So we want the din to be good. So there's a mitzvah to help us have the din be good. Right? Why do we bring the Omer? Because the world is judged with regard to Tevuah. Bring the Omer, you get a good judgment in terms of Tevuah. So if you want to make a parallel by Rosh Hashanah, you say, why do we say Malchus Rav Shofros? Because it's the Zman that called boy Olam on Yidunim. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do this mitzvah, Kidei Sheyizku B'din. But it doesn't. The whole pattern is changed. It's altered. It says, it just starts out right away. V'imru l'fonai Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Rav Shofros. Malchios kideisha tam lichuni aleichem, zichronos kideisha yale zichronechem lefone letova ubameh b'shofar. Okay, so aside from just stop me if you don't understand what I'm saying over there. So aside for the differences that we mentioned, that doesn't start out with the mitnei, man, it doesn't end off with the kidei sheyizku b'din. There's another strange element here, that shofars is different from the first two, right? Malchios it says kidei shetam lichuni aleichem. Zechoros it says kidei sheyale zichonechem lefonei letova. So you can see a relationship. Malchios shetam lichuni. Zechoros sheyale zichonechem. There's a relationship, right? But then by shofros, it just says ubameh, and with what? With the shofar. It doesn't say shofros today share anything, right? So there's a double strangeness in that. Yeah, and what does it mean ubameh b'shofar? Just pshat. What does that mean? That the malchios and the zichronos are going to go up with the shofar? I mean, it's not talking about, don't make the mistake, it's not talking about the shofar that we blow. Right? It's talking about the bracha of shofar. Right? It's not talking about the blowing of the shofar. Okay. Is that clear? The problem? Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
In terms of the pattern, it doesn't address any of that, but in terms of the other times that we're judged and the things that we do in order to get a good judgment, maybe I just don't know what. What does zichronos mean? Because it sounds to me like that having a good zichronos would be something that would be part of a good din.
Okay, we're gonna have to get to that. We're gonna go into each aspect in detail. Okay. So let's go. That's not to scare you. That's just to reassure you, I hope. Okay. So let's take a look at let's try to understand the basic message of Mifnei Ma Omer Torah, Eviu Omer, right? That the basic message. Before we try to understand why is there a deviation. So the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, although he doesn't quote this Gemara, I think in his Shorish HaMitzvah, really explains this idea. Okay. And he says as follows. Mishorish HaMitzvah. One second. Mishorish HaMitzvah. Kedeshin is bonein mitoch maiso hachesed hagadol she'osa hakadosh baruch hu im briyosav lechadish lam shana shana tuvah lemichya. What's the purpose of the mitzvah of bringing the carbon omer, which again is brought from the new wheat? It's a mincha. It's a carbon in the mikdash. Why? What's the reason for the mitzvah? Kedeshin is bonein. Okay, that the person should think into it. She kedeshin is bonein mitoch maisa aches lagodol shos kodesh baruch hu im briyosav. The person should think in when he brings the carbon mincha that's brought from the fresh, from the new crop of wheat, it causes him to think into the Chesed Hashem. Okay, that the Chesed Hashem is the system of nature, and that we're provided with our necessities, tevuah lemichya, life-sustaining wheat. Lochein roi lonu shenakriv lo baruch hu mimena. In other words, there's an idea of you shouldn't just go along and take things for granted, right? You should recognize where they're coming from. So the tzvua is a staple of life, and there's an idea that you should recognize where it's coming from, and you should recognize the chesed Hashem. So that's the goal. So therefore, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that before we partake of the new wheat, nobody's allowed to eat. That's the chadash yashan, right? That you can't eat the chadash. So until the omer is brought, nobody's allowed to eat any new wheat. So it's an idea that we shouldn't be nana from the bounty of the wheat until we do a mitzvah of omer, and the mitzvah of omer causes us to think into it and to recognize where the wheat is coming from. Right? It's similar to a bracha, the way he's putting it. Umitoch she'niyeh ru'uyim lebracha behechshem maisenu lefonav tisborich tivuosenu v'yushlam chayfetz Hashem banu shechafetz meirov tuvo v'birkas briyosov. Okay, so it's like this. Yeah. Now, he's saying, like, in other words, once we have this idea, now we're going to be roy for a bracha. The hefshir maisenu lefonav, by the proper actions in front of him. And through that, through acting properly, the wheat in the field will be, the wheat will be blessed, and that will be that will be the fulfillment of God's will with us. You know, God's will is that we should be, God's will is to do good to his creatures, but in order for us to be roy for the chesed Hashem, we have to recognize it first. You have to be on a level. You have to recognize where it's coming from, and you have to understand that reality. And through understanding that reality, that itself is a schus for the bracha of wheat. So that's really, I think, the idea over here in this Gemara. It says, "If nei ma amar Torah hiviu omer bePesach." Why does Torah say bring the omer on Pesach? Since it's the zman of din, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hatova Metiv. He wants to be good. He wants man to have what his needs are. The only thing is, man is not roy to have his needs unless he's living in reality. So you bring, the Torah gives us a mitzvah to align our thoughts properly, and then we'll be living with regard. It's an interesting thing how it's divided in terms of particulars. In terms of tvua, the mitzvah of Omer focuses your attention. You recognize tvua. You recognize the idea that this entity is from Hashem. And through that, that's raising your level. That's raising your level, putting you on a higher level in terms of reality. And that itself is a schus for the din, for a good din of tvua. Right? In other words, the din of tvua is toloi, is dependent on your relationship to the Torah. If you relate to it in the proper way, then you're zocha to a good din. So really, you could say this really is a middle step that the Gemara is not elaborating on, right? That's what the chinuch fills in. It's mitnei ma'al matom review omer b'pesach, because the Pesach is man tvua, right? Omer Kosh Boch Yuvil Lefonai Omer BePesach, so that now you have the proper ideas with regard to Tevuah. There's an internal change. Now you have a recognition, and through that you'll be zocha to a din in Tevuah. Okay, that same pattern is repeated with regard to the Peros and the Mayim. Okay. But that's repeated by the Peros and the Mayim. Okay, it's an interesting thing to think about, how it's not really raising the person to a whole new philosophical level. It's just with a particular encounter, with wheat, you can be in line with reality, and that itself is a din and it gives you a split in the wheat. And just the fact that they're then nidonim on different entities shows you. That's already getting into the part into the nista of how you can have a din on one element, but that's the that would seem to be the basic idea, okay? That would seem to be the basic idea. One second. Yeah. But how does it apply to Malchus, Sechonos, and Jovis? I mean, that we can understand. You understand by Omer. The din is tevuah, and Omer is an entity of tevuah. So it gives you a recognition. But how does it follow through on the Yom HaDin of everything? This is the din of your whole life. How does it follow through with Malchus, Shemesh, and Shofar? You know, just kind of thinking, what is the din really on Rosh Hashanah? What is the din with regard to what? So the Ramban says it's not the din. Ramban says there are really three days of din in total. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Din in terms of the physical world. Will you live, will you die? Will you, you know, the physical reality, not a pain, not a pain. But on Yom HaMisa is a different din. That's the ultimate din of Olam Haba. The Yom HaDin over here is not a Yom HaDin of Olam Haba. It's a Yom HaDin of, it's not really a question of are you a Rasha or a Tzaddik. Right? It doesn't really mean are you a Rasha or a Tzaddik in terms of perfection. It just means in terms of the calculation of do you live another year, you could be a Rasha B'din. It doesn't mean if a person dies, that person's a Rasha. It means in terms of this din, they were not Zakai. But Rasha and Tzaddik is a different thing. That's Yom HaMisa. That's Yom HaMisa. Okay? All right.
Third
one is Tzchias HaMesim. It's the whole... Okay. That's right. That's like the... He has a separate drasha on Rosh Hashanah. All right. So, I think in order to understand this, we have to really go through the tefillos a little bit, Malchus, Achronos, and Shofas, and understand the basic format of each section and what it's trying to convey, and then if we understand what it's saying, what Imru is, then we have a chance to understand the whole statement of Chazal. All right. So just in terms of as an overview, as a general statement, the sections are broken up with a certain pattern. That there's an opening paragraph, right? That pretty much sets a theme, right? Then there are psukim that express that theme throughout Tanakh. And then at the end, there's a bakasha. Every section, Malchios, Sechronos, Shofos, each one has that basic format. Okay, but I would say it's more than just a recitation. There is a participation on the part of the person, not just saying over psukim. Okay. There's really supposed to be, each one has an active part. It's not just say before me these things, but saying these things before HaKadosh Baruch Hu involves saying it to yourself, really, and taking the message of it and internalizing it. So when we go through each one, we have to really understand the theme, what that means to us as individuals, how that should affect us, and we'll try to unravel it from the opening paragraph of Psukim and the closing. Okay, so let's take a look at Malchios. Malchios, the theme of Malchios is obvious to anybody, right? That is the recognition of the recognition of the Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's a major theme in the whole Rosh Hashanah. And we start out with Aleinu, right? Nachnekor, Mishachem, Mordechai, Fein Melech, Malchei, Hamlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shunam, Teshamayim, V'yotzer Oretz, right? And expressing the idea of Ki HaMalchus Shelechohi, right, will be all mayad timloch v'chavod, Hashem yimloch v'olam v'ed. Right, okay. By Hebrew, shur melech. Okay, all the psukim. Psukim are people familiar with these psukim, and the message, the theme is obvious. The theme is obvious. The recognition of Malchus Hashem. But it's more than just It's more than just statements that Hashem melech. Right. It's a Kabbalah of the Ol Malchus Shemayim as well. That's what I mean to say. It's not just statements of Malchus. There's a participation of the person. It's a transformation of the person. It's an active process of expressing Malchus as an act, really, of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Because in truth, you know, if you have a regular Melech, so you can say, okay, I recognize that the person is the king, but I don't accept their jurisdiction. Right? And you can say, by a regular Melech, there's two things. Recognizing that the person is the king, and then accepting their reign. But in this case, you can't have that, right? Because to the degree that you recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaKol Olam, you recognize that that you're subjugated to him. You recognize that he is the reality, and there's no escape. Right? You can't recognize God's reality and say, but I'm not under it. You recognize the king's authority, but say, I'm in a different country. I don't accept his authority. Right, but the very act of recognizing Malchus Hashem is also an act of Kabbalah Tol Malchus Shemayim, and you see this also because the last pasuk of Malchios is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which doesn't even have the word Melech, but it counts as a pasuk of Malchios, because it's not, if the pasukim of Malchios were the need to say Melech a certain amount of times, then Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad would not suffice. But it's not we have to recite words of Malchios. We have to make the Malchios Hashem, the Malchus Hashem, real. So Shema Yisrael is a statement of Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's what the Gemara says, because it's a recognition of the reality of God. So that's the theme, and that's our participation. And in the end, we're Mevakesh. We request Malach Al Kol Olam Kula Bichodecha, that we recognize it, but in the end, everybody should recognize it. There's an idea that when you see the truth, of the Malchus Hashem, we're asking that it should be expanded and extended over the world. Okay. So that's really Imru Lefonai Malchios Kideisha Tamlichu Ni'alechem. Right. That is what the Malchios is. Today, that is the Malchios. The statements of Malchios are an acceptance of Malchus Hashem. Kidei Shetam Likuni Aleichem. Right? We're not explaining why it doesn't have the other Kidei of Din, but that's the meaning of Kidei Shetam Likuni Aleichem.
And what are we not explaining?
We're not explaining why the Gemara doesn't say in the end, and all of this is in order that you have a good Din. Right? Okay. In terms of the original question, by the other cases, it's sort of jumps over the middle one and goes right to the bracha. It doesn't say bring the omer so that you have a recognition of God. It says bring the omer so that you have a bracha and a tefua. Of course, it's going to come through recognition, but the statement is focused on the bracha. Over here, the statement is focused on what seems to be the intermediary stage, and it leaves over what you might call the final cause. Okay. So, but again, Malchios is obvious. I mean, there's a lot to think about, and there's more to understand. But the theme, the basic theme, is obvious. Zichronos is not obvious to me. Zichronos is difficult. Zichronos is strange. Zichronos is strange. So let's go through it. I'll go through it for you over here. I'll read it to you. So what do we start out saying? We start out saying like this: Ata zocher maisei olam ufoke kol yisurei kedem. Lefonov niglu kol talumos v'hamon nistar shemi bereshis ki ein shifcha lefnei kisei kvodecha v'ein nistar minegei enecha ata zochres kol ha-mifo v'chol ha-yitzur lo nichad min. Okay, mimeko. So now it means like this, that what? Hakol golo yidu lefnecha. This is the theme. The theme is what? It's setting the theme. It's opening possibly, opening paragraph, setting the theme that what? Nothing is hidden from God. God knows everything. Ata zocher maisei olam. Ufokid kol yitzurei kedem, right? You examine all of the existences, the early existences, everything from the earliest times. Ufanecha niglu kol talumos, all hidden things are revealed to you, right? Vahamon estor shem yibreishis, all the hidden things from the beginning. Okay, so nothing is ein shichot nekisek v'dechah. God doesn't forget anything. Right? Every act, everything that ever occurred, is known to God. Okay, so that's a pretty sweeping statement. So what are we asking for? I mean, what are we What are we doing? I mean, in Malchus, you understand. We want to recognize it and we want to accept God's Malchus. But what are we going to ask God in Zechronos? To remember us? But the whole theme is there's nothing that He forgets, right? What do you mean to remember us? In the end of the book says, yeah. So what is the petition? The petition is Zochreinu b'zikaron tov lefonecha. Not remember us, because remember us, you don't need to say remember us. Either God remembers or He doesn't remember us. And obviously everything is known before Him. So if everything is known before Him, you don't need to say remember us. So we say a strange thing. We say remember us with tova. But how does that work? I mean, if we did bad things, they're also going to be remembered. Right? It's almost like what we're asking God to forget certain things. Right? How do you understand this? How do you understand this? And what do we do? How is it an active, what's our active part of you? Okay. So let's look through the psukim a little bit, because the psukim should be a good guide. So what are the psukim that we mention? So we mention like this. We say like this. I guess, can you hear on the phone? I guess so. It says like this.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Mm-hmm. All right. So it says, the first pasuk is this.
Oh, okay, great, okay.
So the first pasuk is, Vayizkor Elokim as Noach. Veskol achaya, veskol abeim asher ito bateva, vayaver Elokim ruach al oretz vayashoku amayim. So Hashem remembered Noach and quieted the waters. Okay, vayishma Elokim as Nakosam, vayizkor Elokim as Briso, as Avram, Yisuskos, as Yaakov. Right? And then also says, vayizkor lehem Briso, vayinochem kerov chasodov. All of the psukim are really seem to indicate a certain acts of hashkacha. Okay, acts of hashkacha. Right. Yeah. Acts of hashkacha. But what is really the idea of zechira? I mean, why is zechira? Why is it called zechira? Not just called hashgacha. Okay, so I think you have to understand that the idea of zechira is a mashal. Right? Obviously, it's a mashal because in truth, it's not really an appropriate term. If nothing is ever forgotten, then there's not really a zechira, and it's not. Not shy of to say remember if it's not possible to forget. It's not an applicable term. It's not truly an applicable. It's a man. It's a term that's appropriate for man, but it's not really appropriate in a true sense by God. So it's only derech mashal. Like all terms that are used are derech mashal. So what's the mashal? That's what I'd like to understand. What's the mashal of zechira? Yeah. So let's take a look back at Noach. Okay, so it says Vayizkor Elokim as Noach. So what does that mean? Hashem remembered Noach and quieted the waters. And before that, He forgot about Noach. What does that mean? Now He remembers Noach, right? But not just Noach, by the way. It's Vayizkor Achaya Vayizkor Abehem Asherito Bateva, right? Vayav Elokim Ruach Alaretz. So it's interesting because the Gemara says you don't mention Zichronos of an individual. We don't mention Zichronos of an individual. So this is not really a zechira for Noach, it's a zechira for the natural order. Because the Noach and the animals and the Teva really represented the continuance of nature. So what does it mean that Hashem remembered Noach? It means now was an appropriate time to act on behalf of, in terms of reestablishing mankind and the animal life on earth. So the zechira really is really a mashal for the state. It's really a mashal for a yidia in terms of action. Because by a man, in order for a person to act, so he has to remember something. Can't act on an object if he doesn't recall it. So first he has to recall the object. And then how he acts to the object is gonna be dependent on how he remembers the thing. Right? If you remember somebody well, you're friendly to them. You remember them in a bad way, you're not so friendly to them. So zechira, as the in terms of the mashal over here, I think zechira means that there's a recognition that it's Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin means that there's going to be a decree. God will act vis-a-vis man. And the action is going to be, the act, the din, is going to be dependent on how we are, how we exist before God right now. Okay, let me explain what I mean. And the zechira l'tovah means we should exist properly before God. I mean like this. A person does many, many things, right? Many different types of things. Some good things, some bad things, okay? The whole gamut. But what's the din on? Is the din on every single thing a person does? No, the din is on the person, okay? So although a person does good things and bad things, there has to be one din. So how do you have one din? So the truth is, because not every action defines you. You're not defined by the sum of every action that you do. What you're really defined by are the actions that you consider real to you. Some actions you do, you consider them to be stemming from your inner ideas and reality. And sometimes you have a weakness, right? You can't compare those two. In terms of the definition of the man, the definition of the person, we say that the ones that we really embrace as true and real and well thought out and considered, that's me. So although in shikhos mekisek vadecha, every single act is known to God, but the zechira l'tova means what should come before you l'din, just recognize us in terms of the actions that we consider to be our true actions. Don't consider our failings. That's not really us. You understand? That's not really who we are. That may be what we did, but that's not who we are. That's Zochrein B'Zikron Tov. Okay, it's a hope. It's a hope that there's a chesed that although we've done it, we now, that's really what we're internalizing. That's what we're doing in Zichronos. We're not just reciting facts that God knows everything, right? We're recognizing that the din and the Maisa din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really on the definition of the person, not the sum total of his acts. And we're really should be going through ourselves and recognizing and prioritizing and defining what is us. You understand? That's a very important message. It's a very important message. You're not doomed by the actions that you've done. Right? The actions that you've done, you do tshuva, and those are things that you've done. It's true, you can never undo the fact that you have done them, and that's why there's an inyan that we say al chait every year and every chait. Even chataim you said al chait on last year. Because we always want to distance those things. We want to say, those things we did them, but they're not us. They're not us. The zikaron should be a zikaron tov lefanecha. Just recognize who we are who we are is really our we're defined by our good actions. And really this is a very, I mean, this theme, this idea of zichronos, I think has a lot of applications. Like for instance, I think that's the mashal of the kategar and the sanegar. You know, who are you? What do you mean the kategar and the sanegar? Prosecutor and the defendant, and the defense attorney battling it out, right? It means to say, no, you did different things, but which is you? Which is you? You understand? The prosecutor will say he's the he's the bad. And but it's important to, the marshal is to recognize that there is this split, and there is a there are differences, but there's only one din, and the din is on your essence. And I think the pasuk that really exemplifies this idea is the pasuk in Slichos. I don't have it in front of me now, but it's the minig of Tashlich. What's the ultimate expression of saying that the things I did in the past shouldn't be counted as part of me? You Tashlich the Metzugos Yam. It's like you take them, and it's almost like they're separate entities. They're not even part of me anymore. I can just throw them away. I mean, it's a marshal. It's a marshal, but it's a true idea. You don't say that they're destroyed. You say take those sins, put them in a place where they're not going to be seen again. And in terms of me, they shouldn't go up with me in the zechira. When I go up for the zechira, they should stay down. You understand? That's the marshal. That's the idea. And what's interesting is that just like you're not defined by every action that you did do, right, you also can be defined by actions that you didn't do. I know it's a complicated string of words, but you understand what I'm saying?
Like forgetting your wife's birthday.
I don't mean that. I mean to say, that's why we discuss, for instance, the Akedah, right? What do we have to do with the Akedah? Well, what we were trying to say is, look, we're not the sum total of our actions. Things we did in the past are not really who we are. But not only that, there are certain things that we might not have had an opportunity to do, but we would have done them. You understand? And that should be defining us. You understand? Shouldn't be doomed by the actions that we already did, and we shouldn't be limited by things that we couldn't do. So, of course, what we are is really our values, and they're expressed by the actions. So certain actions we could say we did that don't express our values, and certain actions we might not have done, but would express our values. So we say, we relate, we hold the Akedah. The fact that we mentioned that the Akedah is an ideal to us, you understand? That's saying that should be, that we're defining ourselves. And that's really the idea that's stressed in the Zechirat HaBris. And that's the conclusion of the bracha, right? Kiata Zofer HaBris. What is Bris? Bris is not a pact. It's not a deal. It's a reality. It's a new reality. So the Bris Sinai means is a new reality of a Jew. So the Bris Avos means that the Avos had a whole new reality, a whole new way of a philosophy in life. And we say, remember us as part of the Bris. That's who we are. We really are B'nai Bris. So by showing our allegiance to a certain ideology, that's what we're saying. We're saying all of the actions that express the Bris, that's really who we are. Everything else, we're weak. We're just weak, and we can't do it all the time. But you want to know who we really are? It's the Bris, and that's also the idea, I think, of a minhag during a Seder Shemei Tshuva to do certain chumros, right? Because it's just a funny thing. Why do we do certain chumros? We do, and some people don't eat pasta akum, right? But it seems like a sham, right? I mean, just for these 10 days, we're going to be a little extra good. And then you go back. And that's the minute. The thing is, just do it now. You can go right back. But what are we saying? We're saying, we're weak. That's what we're saying. Saying, this really is a value to us. But we just can't sustain this the whole year. That doesn't mean that's not a value to us. It just means that we can't sustain it. So we want to express, in this week, we want to express things that we might not be able to always express in the action. We want to define ourselves by what we consider to be true. So that's Imru Lefonei Zichronos, Kidei Sheyala Zichronechem Lefonei Letova. By going over these ideas of Zichronos and recognizing that now you have an opportunity to define yourself, to think over your actions, and to put forth the actions that represent you and distance yourself from the actions that don't, That is exactly what causes Zichronechem Lefonai Letova. Understand? It's the internal recognition that there is a underlying definition to you, and it's not the sum total of every act that you did. And then it's an internal, it's a shaping of yourself. You're molding yourself by relating who you are to certain things you've done. And the contrary is also true. If a person, like Gemara says, if a person was a tzaddik and then he regrets doing a mitzvah, the tzchus of that mitzvah is gone. There's no more tzchus of that mitzvah. Because right now he's saying, I'm not a person who values that. Understand? It's not the action. It's what the action represents. So you can embrace if you did mitzvahs in you and you changed your mind, that's it. It's not going to help you anymore. So too over here, averos that you did and you distance yourself from them, then you have zichron and tov. Okay. So that's malchios and zichronos. Now shofros. What about shofros? Shofros is also difficult. Shofros is also difficult. Yeah. What's the theme of shofros? What's the theme? Atah negleso ba'anan kvodecha al am kodshecha ledaber imam. You revealed yourself in the anon hakavod to the holy nation, to your holy nation, to speak with them. Min hashamayim mishmatam kolecha v'negleso aleim ba'arfalei tohar. Gam kolom kulo chol mipnecha v'bios b'reishas chodim mimekah. Bigalosko Malkino Hashinai Lilame Lamcha Torah Mitzvah Tashmim Es Hod Kolecha Vidibos Kotchecha Milavo Milavos Eish. Okay, it's going to get this over a second. Bikolos Ivrokam Aleim Negleso Uvikol Shofar Aleim Hofoto Kakasu Besorzecha Vayi Vayom Ashlishi Vios Aboker Vikolos Ivrokam Von and Kovid Alahor Vikol Shofar Chozak Mod Vayechavad Koloma Shev Machane. Okay, all the Psukkim have to do with Hashinai. So the theme that's set by the opening of Shofros is Gilui Shchina, right? Revelation. The shofar ushers in God's revelation. And that's the first thing we're talking about Sinai. Okay. All right. Exactly how all the other psukim relate to that theme is a good question, but that is definitely the overt theme of shofar, Gilui Shchina. What is Gilui Shchina? What do we mean by Gilui Shchina? Okay, so it means like this. Gilui Shchina is a state where a person has a clear recognition of God. I know in the Har Sinai, everybody was revealed to them the true existence. It was true. It was real to them. The existence of God is real to them. But it's more than that, because you say, well, that's sort of like Malchus, right? So how is it different than that? I think that it has more. I think it has another element. I think part of Gilui Shchina is the way you exist in the presence of God. In other words, it's a way of life. It's a certain way of life affected by the presence of God. Okay? Like Har Sinai. Har Sinai was a Gilui Shchina for a new bris, for Torah. Okay? And we ask in the end of Pesukim talk about Gilui Shchina in the coming of days. Right? Where man will be affected by that knowledge. Man will live differently because of that knowledge. In other words, there's an idea of recognizing. There's an idea of recognizing Malchus Hashem, but what's the way of life? But that's not a way of life. That's an idea. You understand? There's a difference in an idea. A person might recognize Malchus Hashem, but how does that affect his actions? How does that affect how he lives? How does that affect what he does? Okay. How is his existence altered because of that? So I think that's the And I think that's the idea that we're asking for. We're asking for Gilui Shechina, T'kabisho for Godel L'Chirisenu, V'Korei Fizureinu, in other words, for Mashiach. We're asking, it means to say that we're asking for the true existence where we'll be, the knowledge of God will be known and everybody will exist on a higher level. You understand what I mean by Gilui Shechina? You understand what I'm trying to say?
Aren't you getting that from the first paragraph also? Because you said that it changes, the malchus affects you, and you're accepting upon yourself. So
that's true. But then there's a step after that. In other words, so the three really, that's what I think it means. It means like this. That malchus, accepting the malchus is the first step. Accepting malchus Hashem is the first step. You have to realize people move in steps. Things don't happen simultaneously. So the first thing is you have to recognize that there is you have to recognize that existence, right? And you have to submit to that. Then you have zichronos. What is zichronos? Zichronos is recognizing what man is. You have to recognize who you are. Okay? But then there's a third idea of shofros. What does it mean by meh b'shofar? What does that mean? That's what I'm trying to answer here. What does it mean by meh b'shofar? It means to say like this, that the acceptance of malchus and the examining of and the ideas of zechila are incomplete without a goal. What's the goal? What are these two for? How do they ultimately express themselves? The person who recognizes the true ideas of malchus and who corrects and thinks into his and recognizes that the person is the ikkar of the person is his ideas. That's really what the Chorus is, the ikkar, that your ikkar is not your act, not the acts that have been done, but your ideas will live in a state of Gilui Shechina. And that's what we're looking forward to. Looking forward to living, taking the ideas of Malchios and Zichronos and now existing in a life that the Gilui Shechina is clear to us. You might have an idea of Malchios, but say that the presence is as real to you as an event of Har Sinai, that's a different effect on the person. It's a different effect on the person. So it's not a new thing. It's not a foreign, it's not a completely third element. That's what it means. That's exactly what I think what it means. It means like this. Imru lefone malchios kidei shetam lichuni aleichem. First you have to set the basis that there's malchus Hashem. Then zichronos is kidei shiyal zichronecho lefone etova. That you should exist before God in a proper way. But bameh, what are these two elements? What's the unification of these two elements? How do these two elements become complete? In a state of Gilui Shechina. These two elements should lead to a completion of living in a different way, completely. There's two elements, but how do they merge? What's their bameh means doesn't mean bameh doesn't mean how do I accept the malchus? How does my zechonos go up? It means bameh means with what are they completed? The malchus and zechonos are really the ideas. But there's a certain state of Gilui Shechina that they find their completion in. Yeah?
Would you say in the reverse then, that if there isn't a Gilui Shechina, like that state of completion, then the Malchus and Zichronos weren't?
Well, I would say like this. I would say that without the goal, what's the goal? There's a striving. There should be a striving of man. Man should strive for living in a state of Gilui Shechina, living in a state where the Yediyas Hashem, where his knowledge of God is real to him, like something that he's witnessing. And so that's the striving. Now, how does that accomplish? Through studying, through recognizing Malchios and recognizing Zichronos. But recognizing Malchios and recognizing Zichronos are not the same as the state of existence that a person would be in with that knowledge. So without the striving for those two things, he's not complete. He's not really doing the full, he's not taking Malchios in the right context. it's of course a tremendous level, but it's not the malchios of it's not malchios shouldn't end in just malchios. It should be a beginning to a state of existence. You understand? And that's what we ask for. We ask for the that's our petition. We want God to help us find that way. So if a person wants to go a certain way, striving for a certain good, Hashem assists them in that. So we ask for an assistance in bringing that type of an existence to the world, like the Navi says that in the Moshe Mashiach, the lamb will lie down with the lion, and the Rambam says it doesn't mean that the lion is going to stop eating straw. So the lion's going to start eating straw and stop killing sheep. It's a marshal for the enemies of Paisho and Paisho. Because it says in the end, because we keep Molochalar's day at Hashem, the whole world will be filled with the das of Hashem. So do you think the lion eats the lamb because he doesn't have the proper das of Hashem? Right? So it's just a marshal, but it means to say, we're asking for a time when the existence is permeated when man's existence is permeated by the reality of God. That's different than accepting the Malchus Hashem. It's a little different. That's the thing about that a little bit. But that's like Shifti B'Veis Hashem. That's like David asks a lot. I want to be in the house of God. And I want to exist that way. I want to exist in a certain way. You don't exist in a way of being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's not a state of existence. That's a thing you do. That's a recognition you have. But it's not a state of existence. The state of existence is like David says a lot. You know, Shifti B'Veis Hashem. I want to sit in the house of God. It's a marshal. Okay. So I think that's what it means. Imu lefonai malchios, that's the process of tamlichuni. Imu lefonai zechronos, that's the process of evaluating who you are and recognizing what the essence of man is. But bameh means what are they all a part of? What are they all with? What do they go with? What do these things go with? What is their completion? The shofros, in the ideal of the striving for a state of gilui shchina.
Question?
Yes.
It's not clear to me how those two ideas lead a person to the state of gilui shchina.
Because by gilui shchina I mean to say a living, gilui shchina is a marshal. When I say gilui shchina, it doesn't really mean, I don't mean it in the sense of of an event like Sinai. The event, the revelation, is a marshal for people living under with the recognition with a clear recognition and of the truth and knowledge of God. And then you can have a person could have an idea of Gilui Shechina even without any nisim. If a person were able to really understand the ideas of Malchios and really understand what the idea of Malchios is and what man is and how he should live his life, then he will. In other words, Malchios are ideas about God, Zichronos are ideas about what man is, but then there's a unification. How do those two things merge into one person's existence? You understand what I'm saying? Malchus is a sort of analysis of particular things, but there's a certain state of the shofar that when you have the proper ideas of Malchus of God and proper ideas of Zichronos of man, that should affect the way you live your life. You understand? There's a whole life to. You've got to get up in the morning and do things. You can't just retire after you do Malchus and Zichronos. Right? So how do you conduct yourself? What are your activities? What are you striving for? Chesed and MS and all of those things that are the perfection of man. Yeah, is that a little bit clearer? I mean, it's we don't really have a person like Avram Avinu. How did he live his life? he lived his life affected by Gila Shina. I mean, that's a life, like the Rambam says in the end of the Gemara, says, how would a person conduct himself if he were really in the presence of God? You know what I mean? When people think, you go in your house, you think you're alone. You know what I mean? So you act differently than you would act in public. But if a person really lives their life with a recognition of, as a person, you could stop a person in the middle of the day and say, do you accept Olam HaShemayim? Of course. But are you living in the presence of Yilu Shina? No. That's a different thing. You know what I mean? His idea is, of course he accepts Olam HaShemayim. Says it twice a day. And of course he knows that he's judged on his actions and he has to choose the right action. But that's different than living in a state of Gila Shechina. That's the Kabbalah Shofar Gadol Chirzina. Right? The Son Nes L'Kabbalah Shechina, the Kabbalah Shechina, right? That's the ultimate Yerushalayim based Mikdashecha B'Simchas Olam. V'Shom Nasla Fenech Hashem. That's the idea of lifnei Hashem, of existing, of living lifnei Hashem. Okay. So that's what I mean by the bameh. It's a different bameh. It's not the bameh like it's a tool that's going to lift them up, right? It's an idea that puts them in context and makes them complete. Okay. But what about the original question? Why doesn't it ever mention... Why doesn't it ask? Why doesn't it start out and say mitzvah ma amra Torah, and why doesn't it end off with kedei sheyizku b'din? Okay. So I think in terms of the first question, it's obvious. The first question is name ma amra Torah view Omer, because the mitzvah of Omer itself is not a philosophical idea. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah, right? The mitzvah of Omer. Bringing a carbon omer, this happens in Yeshiva all the time, don't we? Bringing a carbon omer is not itself a philosophical truth, right? It's an action. It's just, it brings you, so you say, well, why this action? What does this action have to do with anything? So it shows you how the action will lead you to thinking and lead you to the right ideas. But you can't ask, why should we express Malchus Hashem, right? You can't ask that. That's not a good question. But could ask why we do it now. But anyway, but in terms and also in terms of the kidei, see those things are particular hakara. It's a particular recognition on tevuah, on mayim, and on peros. You can say that, like the chinuch says, the tam is really. That man's needs should be met, but he's not worthy of being of having his needs met without a certain recognition of reality. But these are not particulars. This Yom HaDin is not particulars. It's the whole essence of life. The whole essence of life. So you can't say understand the whole essence of life in order that X, Y, and Z. You understand? That's a contradiction. I mean, there's nothing more important than understanding the essence of life. You can't say, I'm only going to do it in order that I get a good din. Then you're not doing it. It's one of those circular problems. Then you're not really doing it. Right? And you can take that idea a little, one step further. You can say, really, the whole purpose of Yom HaDin is really that the person should be faced with the reality and forced to examine what is true. It's not a Yom HaDin to have a din per se, but unless a person once a year recognizes that there is a Yom HaDin, it's not going to spur him to go and find out what the true ideas are. So really, that is the proper answer. Why we really have the Yom HaDin in Kidei Shetam L'Chuni, Kidei Shetam L'Shiyah L'Zichoni Yechon L'Fonai L'Tova. That is the purpose. The purpose is not the din. And in reality, if a person knew he would get a bad din that year, he still would have to do it. Let's say a person, for some reason, has a chayt that he's chayav misa on. And he's not going to, whatever. I mean, people die every year. So you say, oh, if a person knows he's going to die this year, then there's no reason in doing it. Chas v'shalom. Right? Because, like I said before, first of all, this is just a din on this olam. But these ideas are really essential for the ultimate existence. So that's why I think the it doesn't complete it. Over there, the mitzvah is really just a means to a certain end. But over here, the ma'aseh mitzvah itself is its own end. So you can't say today. It's like an idea of lishma. You can't say, well, why are you doing it? That's it, because it's truth. It's reality. Okay. Any other questions? All right, that's what I have to say. Yes.
In this framework of the three aspects that we're diving for, I'm not sure China would be, but the first two are today the third, in terms of, I mean, that's really the goal. Would you, and not
that's
sin,
the goal.
Not
that's the goal.
Sin, but that this should really be, not even in terms of Rosh Hashanah. I mean, because you're saying that we can't preserve the idea of Malchus and also the idea of our true self. It's just not something that we can sustain all year, but ideally we would like to be able to.
That would be a state of shofar. That would be a state of shofar. Right. Right. Yeah. That's the bameh. It's not really a new element. It's the synthesis of those two things in a permanent state.
That would be specific to Rosh Hashanah. I mean, if we could do that, that would be.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Jesus,
thank you.
All right, good night.